Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, data baru menunjukkan bahwa program yang didanai pemerintah yang memungkinkan masyarakat mengakses pinjaman tanpa bunga telah dimanfaatkan oleh lebih banyak keluarga dibandingkan individu pada tahun lalu. Pinjaman tanpa bunga dapat digunakan untuk membeli barang-barang penting seperti lemari es, tagihan medis, atau komputer jika individu tersebut berpenghasilan kurang dari Rp70.000 per tahun. Tahun lalu, sekitar 42.000 pinjaman tanpa bunga telah diberikan, naik 19% dibandingkan dengan tahun sebelumnya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ciara Hain untuk SBS News. Kate adalah ibu tunggal dari 3 anak yang tinggal di Melbourne. Ia mengatakan hidupnya berubah menjadi lebih baik ketika ia menemukan sesuatu yang disebut pinjaman tanpa bunga.
Day-to-day life is a struggle with the price of living going through the roof, and it is disheartening knowing that there are things I can't provide my kids with. I have so far got a steam mop, vacuum, TV for the boys for Christmas. My daughter got a tablet. I got a dryer. A lot of white goods is stuff I wouldn't be able to afford to get on my own. Like I would have just had to go without or not been able to get certain things for the kids, which makes you feel a bit low and sad knowing that you can't. But the opportunity that Nils provides families, it's just happiness.
Jadi apakah pinjaman tanpa bunga itu? Eksekutif NAB untuk keberlanjutan Jessica Forrest menjelaskan.
A no interest loan is a great option for people who need to cover essential items. So essentially, through Good Shepherd, customers can get low amounts of credit. So that's up to $2,000 for essential items, or $3,000 if they need support for bond or rent in advance. And essentially, there's no fees or charges at all associated with the loan. There's also zero interest. So as opposed to a personal loan or a credit card that they might access through commercial credit or through buy now, pay later or payday lenders, there is zero interest.
Penawaran pinjaman tanpa bunga ini merupakan inisiatif pemerintah yang didukung oleh salah satu bank besar Australia dan organisasi nirlaba Good Shepherd. Didirikan pada tahun 1981 oleh Good Shepherd dan dapat diakses di 550 lokasi secara nasional melalui 120 penyedia komunitas seperti Salvation Army. Ms. Forrest mengatakan dalam 12 terakhir, ini digunakan oleh lebih banyak keluarga daripada individu.
Traditionally, we've seen the no interest loans primarily taken up by individuals, but now more and more we're seeing families turning to no interest loans for a solution. And the reason that families are looking for this kind of support is really for household essentials, as well as vehicle and transport costs. So these are the essential items for every household, but they're also really important to maintain access to employment and income. So if you don't have a car or you're unable to cover transport costs, then people can find themselves in an even more challenging situation with loss of income. So it does enable that continued access to income.
Pinjaman tersebut digunakan untuk mendukung pembelian kebutuhan pokok seperti lemari es, tagihan medis, mobil atau komputer, dan pelanggan hanya membayar kembali jumlah yang dipinjam dalam jumlah kecil dan pembayaran yang rutin. Lebih banyak pinjaman tanpa bunga yang diberikan kepada masyarakat berusia antara 35 dan 39 tahun dibandingkan kelompok usia lainnya pada tahun lalu. General Manager Navigasi dan Dukungan Layanan di Good Shepherd, Kong Lee mengatakan, baru-baru ini mereka mempermudah lebih banyak orang untuk dapat mengakses pinjaman ini.
We've recently, given I guess the rising cost of living, have actually expanded our eligibility criteria to allow those individuals who earn $70,000 or less to be able to access the no interest loans. For couples or people with dependents, it's up to $100,000 gross per year. For people who have experienced family and domestic violence, they can access no interest loans as well. Or people who have a pension or healthcare card that has access to this product services as well.
Di tengah krisis kekerasan dalam rumah tangga nasional, Kong Lee mengatakan siapapun yang mengalami kekerasan dalam rumah tangga dapat mengakses pinjaman tanpa bunga ini tanpa perlu memenuhi kriteria kelayakan lainnya.
In terms of the actual service offering, what we found through our data is that it assists, the most benefit comes from assisting people on the recovery journey. What we found is that people or survivor and victims who have or are in the crisis stage have got access to other services which are more beneficial to them. So it's more around, I guess, the recovery stage that we're assisting family and domestic violence survivors with. But it's also us leveraging of our, I guess, partnerships with community networks who we work with about 70 organizations to deliver these services to them.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai pinjaman tanpa bunga yang disusun oleh Ciara Hain untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.